Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. If you just tuned in, we're glad you did that. Welcome aboard. If you've been listening already, we consider that a sign of high intelligence. And you're going to be glad that you did all of those things, because we got Professor Bill Hallal. Dr. Hallal is back with us, and he's my good friend. He and I have known each other for a long time, and we were friends before he became a member of our Brain Trust. And now it just keeps getting better. He's the author of Technology's Promise, which is a very important book. He's Professor Emeritus of Science and Technology and Innovation at George Washington University, and one of the smartest guys I know. Bill Hallal, welcome back to the show.
Hi, Jim. It's good to be here.
It's good. It's great to have you back. It's wonderful to. I'm excited about hearing what you have to say about what's coming at us in the future. One of the things that I know that you do is you look at where things are and what's being developed and where. I guess maybe the best way to say this, I keep bringing this up. Wayne Gretzky has this great quote you've probably heard. He said the thing that made him so successful in hockey is he didn't skate where the puck was. He skated to where the puck was going to be.
That's right.
And that's what you do with technology, isn't it? You skate to where the puck's going to be.
Yeah, that's what we try to do. We have a system that pulls the knowledge of 100 experts online to forecast breakthroughs in all fields. And forecasts are updated in real time, constantly updated. And we sell it as a subscription service to corporations and governments.
Now, these hundred experts that we've talked about, and we've mentioned them on the show before. How do you guys collaborate? How do you work together so that you make some sense of these 100 great minds coming together?
Well, we organize background information, empirical data, trends, other forecasts, whatever we can find on every technology into a very succinct analysis, 2 to 3 pages. These are valuable. They're very authoritative and succinct. Mm-hmm. And then the experts look these over, and then they're taken through a questionnaire, and they answer very precise questions. When will each technology enter the mainstream? What is going to be the size of the economic market, the confidence they have in their forecast, that kind of thing. And the system crunches the numbers and updates the forecast.
And also overlays one technology, one innovation to another emerging innovation, and maybe make a value judgment about which one's going to be successful, like predicting whether Beta and VHS would win.
Well, that's right. That's
or DVD and Blu-ray?
Analysis. That's, yes, we do that in the analyses. We note the other technologies that are going to be affected by each technology and that kind of thing. And we also make a point of noting any obstacles to these technologies to keep this intellectually honest.
See, that's really important right now in the current world, Bill, because of these alternative fuels that we're all looking at. I mean, somebody in your organization has said, okay, we've got these 5 different ways of alternative fuels. You know, these 2 are not going to make it, and these other 3 are going to fight it out.
That's right. It's a very critical period in the development of energy sources, and we monitor all that stuff very carefully. Our forecast is that alternative energy sources will comprise 30% of all energy used in the world by about 2021. Right now it's about 16%, so that would double the level of usage.
Right.
And some of these technologies, like solar, are almost there. In about 5 years, solar will compete with oil on price, and then I think it's going to take off.
Now, even at today's oil prices, you mean?
Well, it depends on the level of prices, but I think prices are a little low today because of the economic recession, and the normal price today would be about $3 or $3.50 per gallon, I would think.
Right.
So,
well, that's one of the that's one of the things that concerns me as a business owner, Bill, is I don't want people hoping that my energy prices will go up in order to make their technology work.
Well, these technologies are growing now. They're growing at about 30 to 50% per year,
right,
which is roughly the same rate of Moore's law.
Mm-hmm.
That caused information technology to explode.
Right.
So alternative energy and all of those green businesses are operating just like Moore's law. It's going to explode in just a few years. In fact, I think the green revolution is going to pull the world out of the global recession. It is worldwide. Everybody knows it's necessary. The opportunities are enormous for entrepreneurs.
And we're going to talk about that a little bit more. Bill says that 2015 is a big year for certain things.
2015 is a very critical year.
Hold on to that thought, Bill. We're gonna come back. We gotta take a quick break. We got 3 minutes. We gotta talk about some other stuff for a second. And also, he wants to talk about this 35-year cycle that he says we're in the beginning of. 22. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
The best things in life are free, but you can give them to the birds and bees. I need
fun. We're back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. And my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. And I hope you'll check it out. Use it to your advantage. I hope you'll check out my blog and my newsletter. Subscribe to that. Either way, you can subscribe to both of them. And we'll send them to you by RSS on the blog and by email on the newsletter. And you can follow me on Twitter also, by the way. I'm at Twitter, twitter.com/JimBlasingame. And you can also check out the our knowledge base, AskJim.biz, and lots of other things that are there. Whether you got 5 seconds or 15 minutes, we've got something for you on our website. Dr. Bill Hallal is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. Bill is the author of Technology's Promise. That's William E. Hallal, H-A-L-A-L, if you're Googling him. Professor Emeritus at George Washington University. And Bill, we're talking about, I told the audience you were going to bring your crystal ball with you, and you're going to let us look into it with you. A couple of dates that you, a couple of numbers you've published in a recent white paper that you did, where you say that 2015 is a big year, but you also say that we're in the beginning of another 35-year cycle. Talk to us about those dates.
Yes, well, there are two reasons for focusing on the year 2015. One is our forecast cluster around that period, when that's the point at which some significant technologies are going to take off. And as I said a minute ago, the main one is the green revolution, green business, climate control for the global warming problem. All of that sort of thing is, all of that clusters around 2015.
Are you saying, Bill, that in 2015, existing technologies that are currently being developed will mature and become commercialized around that time? Or is there a convergence of related technologies that will come together and create something totally new?
No, I think it's the present work is going to reach the point at which the 30% adoption level is what we try to forecast.
Yeah.
And the 30% adoption level is going to be reached in a lot of these fields around 2015. That's the takeoff point. For instance, a DVD passed the 30% adoption level about a year or two ago. Now it's everywhere. Blu-ray has not reached that point yet. So that's really a critical point. That's when a field just matures, it explodes, it's everywhere. And we forecast that's going to happen in all of these green technologies about 2015. Also at that same time, e-commerce, all of this IT that is just galloping around the world, that's going to take off. There are now 4 billion people using cell phones out of 6.5 billion people.
Let me throw something out at you.
Sure.
To speak to that cell phone thing, Bill, Google recently said that they predicted that they will be more successful with mobile, their mobile search and other applications on mobile, than they ever have been or ever will be on a PC.
Yeah, I think that's true. I think that the smartphone is going to take the place of laptops, really, and it could replace PCs if it really develops well.
You know, 10 years ago, I started telling people, if you want to see technological convergence and the future of the way you'll do business, if you want to see that happening in front of your very eyes, watch cell phones.
Yeah, that's exactly right. That's exactly right. So the world as a whole, especially the developing countries, are moving to these high technology communication devices, computational devices in droves. You know, the $100 laptops and the smartphones and internet access and television, all of that is going to explode in just a few years. So those are some of the main developments that we think are going to converge at around 2015 to start the next economic boom. Mm-hmm. And that coincides with the 35-year cycles that govern American stock markets. If you look at a 100-year chart of the Dow Jones Industrial Average on a logarithmic scale, you see these big 35-year cycles. The Great Depression of the 30s was the end of a 35-year cycle. Mm-hmm. That led in 1945 to the beginning of the 35-year cycle that focused on the Eisenhower boom in the 60s.
Right.
And then that ended, and then 1980, with the election of Reagan, that started the economic cycle that is ending now.
Right.
That's why we're having this big collapse.
Are you saying we're going to you're not predicting we're going to languish until 2015, are you?
No, I think the economy is coming back now, but it's going to be backing and filling for a few years.
Mm-hmm.
And the next cycle will take off 35 years after 1980, mm-hmm. when Reagan was elected. So that's 2015.
Very
and that coincides with the clusters that we see right around that same period. So we've had our experts looking at this as well. They forecast, collectively, that the recession, the global recession, will end in 2012. 2012 will see positive economic growth around the world. And then by 2015, or sometimes maybe 2014, the stock market will break its old highs. The S&P 500 will exceed its old high of 1,600, and the Dow will go through 13,000. Yeah. So 2015 is a very critical period, I think, and that's not that far off. That's within the planning horizon of a good business.
We're going to take a break in a couple of seconds. And Bill, before we go, give us the website, please.
www.techcast.org, T-E-C-H-C-A-S-T.
Folks, it's a very important website, techcast.org. When we come back, I'm going to ask Bill. Bill says that the green technology is really going to be a huge part of our future and a big part of this boom he's talking about coming. And I'm going to ask him, what are the chances of... I'm going to ask him who's going to be the winners in that. Could the United States be the leader in all that green technology? Intel, stay with us. We'll be right back. Would do what I believe it can do, and that is to become the world leader in alternative energy. And if we did that, if we really set our minds to it, and we really made a commitment to, in a way that we could own the 21st century. What do you think?
I think that's exactly right. We could lead the world if we were to get ahead of this issue and have the nations of the world and the major corporations work together, because pooling that knowledge would accelerate development in these fields. And the whole world knows this has to be done. They would follow our leadership, I think.
Well, and think of the peace dividend that could come from that, Bill, because once we have the technologies that would make these 20th century technologies obsolete, you know, why would you fight it with us? You know, we just zap you before you got out of your tracks.
That's exactly right. It really would change the world, because it's a cause that everybody could get behind, you know, protecting the earth. And that would go a long way towards dispelling the conflict and hostilities that people hold. I think we could see the world pulling together.
What do you think is going to be the big daddy energy source for 25 years from now? What would be the big daddy energy source? Solar, wind, hydrogen, what would it be?
Well, fusion is finally looking very promising. The There's a reactor that's being built in France that's being supported by countries around the world, and they expect that to be producing energy in about, I think, about 15 years.
But that's on a commercial scale, right? What about on an individual scale?
Well, a commercial would feed the grid, and so everybody would pull energy off of the grid.
Right.
You know, the cars, for instance, the electric car is very promising.
Yep.
So all of that energy could be taken right from the grid. But I don't think it's going to be one particular energy source. I think we're moving towards a distributed system that will be fed by a variety of sources. People would have solar cells on the roofs of their home.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody else might have a windmill. We'll have big fusion reactors here and there.
Right.
Nuclear. You know, it'll be a variety of different energy sources, all feeding this grid that everybody's pulling their energy off.
And I'm completely with you, Bill. The only thing that I worry about is that the United States, in our desire to be where you're talking about, that we cripple our own economy in the name of global climate change, not in the name of innovation. In my opinion, if we can focus on innovation and not so much try to be driven by global climate change, I think that's going to be a much more productive perspective. What do you think?
Well, innovation is certainly important. I do think there is a need to protect against the possibility of climate change. I think it is a real possibility. I don't think a carbon tax or a cap and trade system has to be that disruptive to innovation.
But it will be, Bill. In my opinion,
I think it's the prudent thing to do. I think.
Well, but Bill, here's the problem I've got. You and I, this is an area that you and I often disagree on. The problem I've got is that if the United States cut back to 1990 levels, and China and India didn't, then we haven't helped the Earth, but we have hurt the U.S. economy.
Well, but yeah, that's true. But the alternative energy sources we're talking about are going to solve that problem, taxing carbon will encourage the development of those alternative energy sources.
And that gets back to what I talked about earlier. The only problem I've got is if we have to raise prices to make these new technologies work. That's the thing I worry about, Bill. That's the one fly in the ointment as a businessman, and as somebody who advocates for other business owners.
Right.
That's my big concern. And I'm going to be the guy who keeps pushing back in that area. I'm going to be one of the guys who pushes back so that smart guys like you can get it right.
Well, I think the plan is to introduce those costs gradually so that they don't create that disruptive effect.
That's what we got to do. We can't do it all at once. Hey, Bill, I got to wrap it up. It's just time goes so fast. Thank you for being here. Let's get you back in real soon and talk some more.
Okay, great being with you, Jim. So
Bill Hallal, folks, Dr. Bill Hallal, William E. Hallal. The book is called Technology's Promise. Techcast.org is his website. Check it out, folks. It's good stuff. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'll be back on the other side of the news. Don't go away.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.